Tailless comets could threaten Earth. But they also offer an explanation of the solar system's earliest days.
NASA's DART mission was an impressive success. On September 26th, using a probe weighing 600 kilograms, it hit Dimorphos, an asteroid 160 meters across that was, at the time, 11 million kilometers away from Earth. The purpose was to determine whether asteroids, which might otherwise strike Earth, could have their paths altered by what is, in effect, a game of cosmic billiards. Though the results are not yet in, it seems likely that they could. But that depends on seeing them early enough. Asteroids have predictable orbits, so cataloguing them is feasible and is currently being done. This does not generally apply to comets. Though some, like Halley's, have known orbits, most sweep in from the farthest reaches of the solar system with little notice of their arrival. And the lack of notice applies, a fortiori, to a newly discovered class of them that do not flag up their appearance in the conventional way by developing a tail. The first Manx comet, so-called after the tailless cats of the Isle of Man, was spotted in 2014 by a telescope in Hawaii. Since then, several dozen more have been detected. And, as a meeting of the American Astronomical Society in London, Ontario, heard on October 5th, they are objects of great interest. The chance, albeit remote, that such a comet might hit Earth is one reason. Another is that they are a surprising source of evidence for what happened in the solar system's earliest days. Manx comets, like their tail-wagging brethren, come from the Oort cloud. This is a spherical shell of debris left over from the solar system's formation that is way farther from the Sun than the farthest planet, Neptune, and farther even than the Kuiper Belt, a disc-like repository of asteroids and minor planets, the most famous inhabitant of which is Pluto. The Oort cloud is thought to contain trillions of icy chunks, some of which, because of a collision or the pull of a passing star, from time to time fall inward. As these inbound bolides approach the Sun, their ice sublimes, gas and dust escape, and a comet spreads its tail. A Manx comet, by contrast, is presumably a solid and thus ice-free lump of rock. A tailed comet on a collision course with Earth might possibly be detected early enough for a successor to DART, stationed in outer space, to rush in and push it out of harm's way. For a Manx comet, the warning time would be hopelessly short.